Got any other ones you like? There's.
Oh, I don't know. You don't want to call Big Sandy, do you know what?
No.
Some rosin.
You got some in your case? I can walk over and get it.
I can get some. Go ahead and pick them on that bench.
There's another old tune you do too called Sally Coming Through the Rye, I believe you called that.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Can you pick out a banjo?
No.
A Pretty Little Indian. Let's play that. You know that, don't you?
Pretty Little Indian? I don't believe so. I better. First heard that too?
Now, someplace in West Virginia.
Do you learn a lot of these through your work in West Virginia or
yeah.
After work or it was from your work?
Yeah, they played all them old tunes around there all the time, right? Around old logging camps. I worked in the woods a lot, around logging camps and places.
What do you do exactly? We've talked a little bit about that before, but.
Oh, I worked in the woods for all my life, nearly. With horses. Up late 10 years ago. I sold all the horses I had and quit.
What'd you do with the horses though? You said you were cutting timber.
I logged them into sawmills. Them logs. They didn't use no bulldozers that time to haul them in. They cut the horses out now, and they use bulldozers and to haul the logs. They used to haul them with horses. That's pretty nice. Sunday River Bells.
That's what you call that tune?
That's what it was. Oh, I can't play the fiddle near good as I used to play it. I got too old to play. Arms got stiff. I can't play it good.
It's sounding real good, considering.
I'd have to everything. Play a long time, though, get warm, get good before it sounds good.
Where's the Sandy River? Is there a Sandy River that you know of?
No, I don't. Also, heard that tune called Sandy River Bells.
That old Charles guitar you play, who do you, was he a real man?
I suppose.
You don't know who he was, though?
No, I
don't.
You know one they call Rocky Mountain Goat? Thank you.
I heard that played one time by that fella you was telling me about once, named Hammonds. Do you remember that? Yeah. How'd you come by knowing those?
I believe I was on his record.
You met those folks over in West Virginia? Is that how you come to know them?
They live out there at Morlington, I think. Someday. I've been out through there.
Is that where they lived when you were working in West Virginia?
Yeah. No, they lived on the head of Williams River then. And just lately they moved to Morlington. I ain't seen none of them for 40 years. They had a fella come here the other day, and me and him used to work together, work teams together on the road, and I hadn't seen him since 1930. And he wouldn't tell me who he was, and I kept sitting looking at him, and I hadn't seen him for 48 years. At last, I said, "It must be Lanny Mollison." He said, "That's who it is." I knowed him. We even grew up together, but I hadn't seen him since 1930.
Where's he live?
He lived over in West Virginia.
He come over here to see you?
Yeah.
That's great.
All these lots of people come here, murder place nearly.
I hadn't heard that Julianne Johnson either. Weren't you playing a song a little earlier?
Sometimes. I wish you fellas come over sometime and we get to go down to that board of mine down there and get them all lined up. And you hear some good music.
Is that over at Everett's?
Yeah, they've got bass fiddles and they've got everything there, you know. Got a girl there, an awful good singer. And they sing around churches every place nearly and play music. Up around Springfield, Ohio, they was playing up there not long ago. They can play.
Your son Everett plays fiddle?
Yeah.
Did he learn from you?
Yeah, I reckon. He growed right up.
And your son Glenn plays fiddle?
Yes, and he's a good one too.
Mm-hmm. Up Columbus. Do you have any other children that play? Do you have any other children that play fiddle or grandchildren?
No, I don't play. Thank you.
you call that one there?
Stony Point.
The Stony Point? Tune you were playing earlier, Johnson, was the last name of it, Sally Ann Johnson?
Yeah, we played that here this evening, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard that much, could I?
And we'll play it on the banjo.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm getting kind of tired.
I can see how.
Did you ever hear records when you lived in West Virginia, Ward? Did your family have an old Victrola?
They had some old Victrola around there and didn't remember much about it.
Uh-huh. Remember any body you might have heard on record back then?
No, not very much.
You get most of your songs then from other musicians?
Huh?
You got most of your songs then from other musicians?
Yeah. Are that good player?
Thank you. My gosh. I
had no place like home. You know an old song called Alan Smith? Did you hear that?
I've heard it. I'd sure like to hear it again. You heard anything about that song? Do you know who Alan Smith was? Or?
That's a girl was shot once. That's a true song, they claim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was shot?
Yeah. Found her, she shot. Something in the song there about lying cold on the ground. Lots of people know that.
Uh-huh.
I've heard people sing it, but I don't know it.
Nice.
I don't know what it was. You play that, don't you?
I know a tune similar to that. I hear some more of that. Can you?
Thank you.
That's nice. I had never heard you play that before. It is hard to play. And what's the name of that again?
I can play any time you get ready.
What's the name of that song again?
Twinkle Little Star.
Uh-huh.
That's an old tune. Heard that for a long, long time.
That gal I left, you were playing the gal I left behind?
A while ago.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that much, too. Could you play that so I could listen at it on the tape and see if I can pick that up?
You can pick it on the banjo. Yeah, I'll get the banjo.
Does the smoke bother you when you've had a cold?
No.
Don't bother you?
Himself on his camp chase that tune, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're saying he played Forked Deer and the camp chase tune.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play that camp chase tune? I've never heard
I used to play it and I forgot it. I never fooled with it.
Was that a tune that he, was it a tune?
Yeah, them were carpenters, at the old sort of carpenter. He'd been at my dad's house a lot of times. And way back before I could remember.
You were alive, though, when Saul would come to your dad's house?
Yeah, he
would. You would have been born already.
Yeah, he played the fiddle. He's a good fiddler. He had a lot of boys and girls. One of my uncles married one of his girls. A girl named Betty. There's two of them girls, Betty and Haley.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one boy named Amos and Tom and let's see. Yeah, Amos and Tom. And Tom's been in my house a lot of times. He could play a fiddle a little.
Mm-hmm.
But that old man, old Saul Carpenter, was a good fiddler, they said.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear him play fiddle yourself?
Not every day.